You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
For the very best in gospel music, join radio host Blessed from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's radio host, Sister Love. And from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m., it's 3 hours of contemporary Christian music with various recording artists around the world. And from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., it's a front row seat. With various quartet groups, in concert, 7 days a week, live, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Catch the Wave.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI.
How many have been running for him tonight? How many showing up been running for him tonight? Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Pain by heartache, scorn by loved ones, just a little sunshine every now and then. But I'll run on,
run all the way.
Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way.
Run all the way.
Lord, I'm willing,
willing
to run on all the way.
Run all the way.
Pain by heartache, scorn by loved ones, just a little sunshine. Yeah. I gotta make a hundred.
So
he'll get high. But that's alright. I got to run on. Valleys get low. I got to run on. Can't see my way. But I got to run on. Low get heavy. I got to run on. Can't see my way.
taking Quartet Music to another level. From 8 to 5, it's Quartet Music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, Blessed. I will be right here with you till 11 a.m., playing the very best in gospel music. Let's get started.
I refuse. I won't let nobody. I refuse.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Troubles come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, miles away
in the house. They're
trying to rise up, got terrible skies.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Let's go!
Alright!
Say
we gon' be alright!
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Yeah,
human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble the same.
Show me your parents and people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know that the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all things from together,
we gon' be alright.
Jump, jump, get from me up, really would.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh no.
Hey, I believe I'll receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
You're having a great time. I got more music on the way. It's 15 minutes after 8 a.m. and on a beautiful sunny day. I'm your host, Blessed. Now back with more music.
All right. So anyway, my drummer came to me and said, sing this scripture. And then the scripture was Proverbs 3. And I just looked at it and then I started going, said we will write him off. See, y'all be on Instagram, huh? Y'all be on.
Say we really ought to write.
Okay, let us sing the song, right? Come on, let's go for it. We gotta find some energy. Come on.
Write them up.
Branches. He who abides in me will forever be fruitful indeed. I am the way, the truth and the light. No one gets to the Father. step that he comes through me. Yeah. So let not mercy and truth say forsake you. You say forsake you. Let not mercy and truth. We say forsake. Take the world.
Catching the Wave with your host, Blessed. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Or tune in on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And also feel free to call in and listen on your mobile phone or request a song at 347-215-8049. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Give up the fight. Know that this is not the end. the swift horse,
right.
But to the ones who endure,
all
that's you and
right.
You and you,
wait
the very,
it will be all
I've never
right.
Seen,
all
the righteous forsaken,
all right.
Nor his seed, that's you,
all right.
Begging
it will be,
so you gotta learn
right.
How to trust
all
him
right.
With your whole heart,
all right.
And leave. Y'all don't mind it here. I'm going to need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights. And those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength. And he gives me strength to win this. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause he kept Daniel in the lion's den. And he kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boy safe from the flames. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless his holy name. Help me say,
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And he kept Lazarus when he was riding in the grave. He kept bed of affliction. He keeps my children
praise. You ought to find your shout. You ought to find your dance right now.
Have a dance. I don't really have a praise band, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
You're all I need. Jesus, you're all.
I want to send a shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for the comments and all of the listeners that tune in each and every day. I'm your radio host, Blessed. Now, let's get back with more gospel music.
Help me in the shadows. Some of my closest friends are acting real funny now. I've been praying without ceasing, been giving God my best. Lately it's been nothing but a whole lot of bad news. But just when I was about to give up, throw in the towel, that's when the Spirit man rose up inside of me. All is well. No job, you've lost your mind, feel our hope is gone. I just stopped by for a few minutes just to encourage you, to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. So lift your hands and say,
it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful sunny day. Please make sure you keep some water nearby if you're traveling today because it's going to be a very hot day. Thank you again for tuning in with me. I'm your host, Blessed. We'll be right back, right after this.
The gospel gospel coming your way.
DJ.
Boy is on fire.
Get busy one time.
All gospel, all hits, all the time.
I know that's right.
Am I right about it?
About it.
I feel like preaching.
Well,
this is a tip.
Somebody gotta praise him.
Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Pumping out the jam. Keep it locked to your favorite gospel station. It's a Fiverr exclusive.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
the children of Israel, spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
With the love.
It's 15 minutes after the hour. I hope you're enjoying the music.
I love that I never turn my back on the Lord. And I love this song right here.
To God, on this wonderful morning, and I pray that you are all well. Look, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to reach out to you and let you know that Jesus loves you right where you are. You can come to Him right now. Romans 10 verse 9 say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are willing to come to Jesus today, call now, 347-215-8049. I am your radio host, Blessed, and I am standing by to receive your phone call. Alright, let's get back with more gospel music, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
You see, the gospel lasts. We don't mind moving for God because He's been so good to us. You shouldn't mind either.
Let's move a little bit together. Come on.
If the Lord has been good to you, you should mind.
Come on and help me.
If the Lord has been good to you, you should mind.
I see you over there. Come on. I'm looking at you. Come on.
If the Lord's been good to you, you should mind.
The different folks that sit down.
I don't care what you think about my praise. Every time I do it, I get a raise. I don't care what you think about me.
Because you won't dare win a winner.
Story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know
all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Welcome back. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is 9:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. He is the author and writer of the Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And now, let's join him right here, live from the NFI studios. Good morning, Reverend Robert E. Ellison.
Good morning, my brother, and good morning to all of you, my faithful radio listeners. It's so wonderful to be with you yet again for another episode of the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited because I know that Jesus is about to return. He's coming soon. Yes, we are in the season of his return. We are children of the light, not children of the darkness. And as being children of the light, we know, because God would not have us ignorant of things, the things that he is doing, the things that he is up to. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful, a wonderful day in the Lord. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a little cloudy here. We had a little rain earlier here in the DMV. But how many of you know that it's springtime and God waters his planet, his earth, the soil, the plants, all of this needs water to grow. So whenever we see rain, we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. When we see the sunshine, it's hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. God knows what he's doing. So listen, there's so much to talk about, so little time, as I always say. And as I always say, I am a man that's on a mission. That mission is to be salt and light in a decaying world, a dying world, and to occupy until he comes. What does it mean to occupy? It means to live for Christ, to do the things that you were put here to do. You know, God could have placed us any place else in history, but he chose to put us here at this time in history. When I say history, I mean his story. I mean the story of Christ, the story of Jesus. There is so much that I want to go over today. Last week we talked about, there was an introduction to the millennial kingdom. That's the kingdom when Jesus will reign on the earth as an earthly king. It tells us in Revelation 5 that those of us who believe will also reign with him on this present earth as kings and as priests. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? It is to me. But there's a lot that has to take place before that time. And according to what I'm looking at, according to what I'm seeing, it won't be that long from where we are right now until that takes place. But there are a lot of things going on around us. Many of you probably have heard the story of the Key Bridge, just 40 miles from where I am right now here in Baltimore, Maryland, where it was struck by a freighter and the bridge collapsed. It's just another one of those signs along the way as we continue to run this race, where we will see things happening. Now, it's no strange thing that this is being linked to what's going on with Israel, believe it or not. Because God tells us in the Bible that when we bless, he will bless those who bless Israel, and he will curse those who curse Israel. Whenever the nations, and I'm not saying this particular nation, but it includes this nation, but whenever the nations do a thing, they raise up against that nation of Israel. They turn their backs on Israel for whatever the reason, whatever agenda is in mind. Always look for things to happen in the weather. Look for events that will happen that appear to be strange events, things that have that rarely take place. I've seen this in my lifetime, and many others can testify to this. So that's just food for thought. There is something. What I wanted to talk about also, just a quick review. I've heard responses from people from around the country on this subject that I spoke on a couple of weeks ago, and it was pertaining to dinosaurs. Now, at the time, I did not understand why God had placed that particular subject in my spirit. Now, of course, I know why, because of the responses that I'm getting from various people and their interest in that subject. So as I said before when I began this broadcast, I intend to speak on subjects that the church may not necessarily cover. This is like an addition to your weekly diet as you receive the word of God from whatever church you're attending. When you come here on a Monday morning, my intention is to give you the things, the deep things of God that many of us may miss or may not get from our local church, you know, the local churches that we attend. So this is my mission. This is part of the calling that God has upon my life. So much to talk about again in so little time. So the reason that was brought that it was brought to my attention, of course, pertaining to the dinosaurs, the main point in that is to show that these beasts that were created by God in the beginning, and God clearly tells us, he gave us an overview of creation. And so this question of dinosaurs is a question of creation versus what I was talking about, Charles Darwin, creation and evolution. Creation versus evolution. This has been going on for a very long time. And I believe now as we are approaching the finish line, as we are approaching the end of things as we know them, the truth is coming out in all subjects, no matter where you look. For those who are bold enough to stand for it and to stand on the word of God, God is revealing. There is a dividing line now that's taking place. The wheat are being separated from the tares. The true is being separated from the false. How many of you know that inside of the church there is a true church and there is a false church? There is a remnant church and there is an apostate church. The question is, which church do you belong to today? That is the question. I know this is controversial, but you know, when God puts some certain things on my heart, I have to run with it. I wonder if you would be willing to join me in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning. We come to you this morning in thanksgiving, thanking you, O God, for this day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it, despite the conflicts, despite the adversities of this life. Father, we know that we can count on you. We can depend on you. So, Father, we come to the throne of grace asking you for strength this morning in the precious name of Jesus, that we may continue to run this this race and to give glory unto you, our most holy and high God. We thank you, Lord God, for divine health that comes directly from the throne of God. Father, I pray for those who are infirm this morning, those of us who are in hospital rooms and in dire conditions, those of us who have feeble bodies, Lord God, and some of us barely being able to make it. I'm reminded of the man who sat at the gate called Beautiful in Acts chapter 3. When the apostles approached him, Peter and John, and this man, it says, he was lame from birth, and he was brought to those gates on a daily basis just outside of the temple. And he was looking for alms. He was looking for a handout. And the apostles looked at each other, and they looked at him, and they said, look at us. And they said, silver and gold have I none. But what I have to you, I give to you freely. Father, I pray in Jesus' name today that you would open up the eyes of our understanding, that we may receive of you, O Heavenly Father. Speak as you will the things that you would have us to know. Move by your Spirit. Touch those, Lord God, who need a touch from heaven. Heal their infirmities, their afflictions. And Father, I pray that you would open up their minds to the truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wonder if you would join me today for the commentary of the week, that being the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ may appear as an enigma to some, difficult to understand, while simultaneously becoming an indictment on others. The image of the cross is a constant reminder of the ultimate price that was paid for the wages of sin, which is death. A holy God being justified in his condemnation of sin provided a propitiation or an escape from the penalty through his son, Jesus. Yet many have rejected it. To those who are perishing, the cross is but foolishness to them, because men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. This is recorded in John 3:19. To some, the cross is a symbol of the hope of eternal life through the one who sacrificed himself for the blessed assurance of that same promise, subjecting himself to the torture, the ridicule, the shame that's associated with it. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, this being recorded in Hebrews 12:2. The image of the cross is a reminder of the intense suffering that took place on it, as the spikes were driven through it, piercing the hands and feet of the innocent Lamb of God who was slain for the remission of sin. From the crown of thorns that was forced upon his head, to the spear that was thrust into his side, each causing blood to flow from his body, producing immense agony, pain, and suffering. There is no remission of sin unless there is first the shedding of blood. This we are told in Hebrews 9:22. And this is because of the violation of God's moral law. You see, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The cross of Christ was bloody because the issue of sin is a messy one. Such an issue required the ultimate sacrifice. No matter how one may view the cross of Christ, the fact remains that no greater love is found in all of creation that such a sacrifice would be made on behalf of the restoration of that same creation to its original glory. This is what the cross of Christ signifies to those who are lost, those who are suffering, those who are trying to endure this present life. They are in need of restoration and redemption. It is the hope of glory and a reminder of the one who made the ultimate sacrifice to set us free. He's the one who laid it all down. And in that same manner, he had the power to raise up his body from the dead. He is Jesus. He is the Christ, our Savior, and our Redeemer. That's my commentary for the week. Today's topic is a combination of two things: heaven and the glorified body. Now, I want to remind you that the subject matter that I get into is by no means an exhaustive study, but merely introductions. And from time to time, I will revert back to previous broadcasts because all of this has a purpose in it. And all I'm doing is trying to help you to identify certain things and connecting the dots, how all of these things, all of the subject matter that I cover here on the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast, it's all on the way to that finish line that we are very soon approaching. So let us begin our study today on this subject of the glorified body. First of all, many would want to know, well, what exactly is that going to look like? We have but to look, first of all, at our Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection and what he did, how he interacted with those whom he knew prior to his death, his burial, and eventually after his resurrection. You see, he made certain relationships with people. And after he died, after he resurrected, those relationships continued in the same manner that they did prior to his crucifixion. You see, many people have misconceptions of a continuance of life after death here in this world. What's it going to look like after the grave? Do we continue in the same way? Will we remember those that we loved on the earth? Will we have, you know, will we even have the same relationships with them? So I attempt to try to clear up some of the murkiness that's been caused over many, many decades and even centuries. As I said, as we come closer to the return of Christ, God is revealing his truth in every way imaginable. So let us begin. Our present bodies are temporary. 2 Corinthians 5:1 tells us, for we know that if the earthly tent, which our house is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So Paul addresses the temporary nature of our present bodies. It's merely like a tent. It's not what we're going to be eternally. It's merely made up for this present earth, because out of the dust we came and back into the dust we shall return. 1 Corinthians 15:50, Paul's put it like this. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. You see, you have two types of bodies. According to Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, there is a celestial body and there is a terrestrial body. One is made of the earth for the earth, and the other is made not of anything that we know of, but it is fashioned by God. God has fashioned a body that all who believe will receive when we enter into heaven. The second point I would like to make, there will be a generation that will not experience death, according to the Bible. This is the mystery of resurrection. Paul again puts it like this in 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 52. He says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Now, the word sleep is used as a euphemism for death. That's what it means. We shall not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Now, some people confuse that trumpet. They read the book of Revelation and they read of the seven trumpet judgments and they say, oh, at the last trump. No. Don't get the trumpets confused. The trumpet that I'm talking about that here is mentioned here that Paul is talking about is the trump of God. It's separate from those trumpet judgments in the book of Revelation. You see, the trump of God was sounded in Exodus 19 with Moses. When God called Moses up to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, there was a great sound of a trumpet, and there were thunderings and lightnings. There was a cloud that descended on top of that mount. The ground shook, and the people were frightened. They had never experienced anything like that. This is a picture of the church being called up to God. See, Moses was a symbol of the church during that time. He was called up by this sound of God. And that trumpet, it sounded, the voice of God sounded like a trumpet. That's mentioned again in Revelation 4 by the Apostle John. When you have the time, I would encourage you to read it. I encourage all of you to be Bereans. Don't take my word for anything that's said. Be Bereans. Search the scriptures for yourself that you will know that what I tell you is the truth. The same trump of God is mentioned in Revelation 4, only here it's concerning the church. And John says that he heard the sound of this trumpet. It was a voice that spoke to him, but it sounded like a trumpet. That's the trump of God. See, that's the last trump. That's the trump that we will hear, the church will hear, when Jesus returns to call us up to be with him. Just as Moses was called up to receive the law, the church will be called up to be with the Lord. The next point I'd like to make is the dead were raised at the crucifixion of Christ. Matthew 27, 51 and 53 reads like this. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Ooh, there is a lot in that passage. This is a preview, and this is something that in my studies, by way of the Holy Spirit, there was illumination that came to me through the reading of this particular passage. In Matthew 27, 51, 53, which I just read to you, it's like a picture again of the church. When at the crucifixion of Christ, because Jesus is the firstborn of the dead, this is what the Bible tells us. See, Jesus is first in everything. He's the first, he's the last. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. So he's the firstborn of the dead, being the first to be resurrected and ascending into heaven, not only in a glorified body, but a physical body, just as the church will be. See, these people were buried in the tombs, and at the point of Jesus' crucifixion, there was a darkness that came over the land. There was, again, a great shaking that took place where the rocks were split and these people came out of their tombs and they walked into the nearby city, the holy city, which at that time was Jerusalem and still is the holy city, Jerusalem. There is a new Jerusalem that's in heaven that's going to be brought down to the earth. In all of this, how God was giving us a preview here in this passage in Matthew 27 of these people who were dead, but they were brought back to life, and they went into the nearby city, and they were the holy city, and they were seen by many. They were recognized by many people as having been dead, but now they have been raised and are alive again. The next point I want to make is the resurrected body is not a ghostly spirit body, but a human fleshly body. Luke 24, 38 through 40 reads like this. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet. This is Jesus speaking. That it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and blood and bones, as you see that I have. Jesus clearly demonstrated what the resurrected, glorified body will be like. It will defy gravity, the earthly laws. It will be fashioned in such where there is no restriction. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is that there will be a blending of the spiritual, the celestial, and the terrestrial. We will have both of these components working within our bodies. We will no longer be relegated to just earthly things, but we will be also be endowed with the spiritual. This is what I want to try to explain to you. When right now, presently, in our earthly bodies, our souls are dominant over the spirit. The soul determines what you like, what you dislike, you know, the things that you're drawn to. And right now, it's corrupt. But yet, it's dominant because this is the part that we took from Adam. It is the earthly. Jesus is known as the second Adam. He is the one from heaven. He brings to us the spiritual. As people read or have read the passages, the spiritual, they get the misconception that when you die, that you're going to become some spiritual, ghostly type creature that kind of floats around without a body. And so this is just a misinterpretation of Scripture. Jesus gives us the truth here, and he appears to Thomas in particular. He walks through a wall, a locked door, not being hindered by that door because the earthly laws no longer pertain to his glorified state. So he walks through that. He comes out on the other side. He says, touch me, handle me. Would a ghost have flesh and bone as I have? Thomas touched Jesus, and he felt his body. He put his hand, his finger, into his side where he had been pierced. And at that point, he shouted, my Lord, my God. He recognized at that point it was the same Jesus that he knew before the crucifixion. It wasn't a ghost. It wasn't someone, some ethereal, ghostly creature that, you know, that did not have substance. I'd better move on. Our bodies will be spiritual. Paul says it like this in 1 Corinthians 15:44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. It means that the spirit will be dominant over the soul, over the flesh. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that we're going to turn into ghosts. If there is a natural body, Paul says, there is also a spiritual body. He says this in 1 Corinthians 15:49, just as we have borne the image of the earthy, which is Adam, we will also bear the image of the heavenly, that being Christ. He says in 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, that's Jesus, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In our present bodies, no man can look upon the face of God and live, because God is holy. Our present earthly bodies are corrupt. They're fallen. They need to be restored. For those of us who belong and are in Christ, we have been justified through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're presently in the process of being sanctified by way of the scriptures. So there's justification, there's sanctification, and the final phase of our redemption is glorification. This is why we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him. My final point, we will be clothed in white raiment. Revelation 3:5, he who becomes overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 19:14, and the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. Revelation 4:4 states, around the throne are 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw, this is John's account, I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. This is a picture of the church. My friends, it looks like that old clock has caught up with me again. I look forward to speaking with you next week. My, how time does fly. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. That's approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. Look forward to talking with you next week. Next week, our topic will be on angels, how they interact with us, how we interact with them, and how sometimes we entertain angels unaware. God bless you. Look forward to speaking with you very soon. Oh, I'm just so blessed to have you as a listening audience. Hello to all my friends there in good old Pankytown, USA, up there in upstate Yonkers, New York, down in Fort Myers, Florida, over in Houston, Texas, and also there in Phoenix, Arizona, all over this country. Thank you for listening. My name is Robert Ellison. See you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
Believe I run.
Waiting for me.
Hallelujah. Somebody waiting. Anybody got the Holy Ghost?
is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord.
Be all right.
Yeah, in the Lord.
Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord, you got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord, wait a minute. In the Lord, bring it down one more time. In the Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down. He would tell him, he would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God's been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, choir. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it in the Lord? In the Lord. He's a rock in the weary land.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Somebody out there, maybe it'll work.
You know, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the word, give us this day our daily bread. And then old man Paul picked it up in Philippians 4:19 and said that he would supply all of our needs. That God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And all we have to do is to just go to him and ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you ask him, he will give it to you. Now, if we're going to be missionaries for Christ and messengers, we'll have to go from here. And we'll have to share this love that Christ gave to every one of us. To every one of us. And show someone the Lord.
Came in.
That's when you
yeah, he did it for me, y'all.
That's when you
for me, y'all.
That's where it
starts. Yeah, she did it for me, y'all.
That's
where it starts. Yeah. And you did.
You did
just what you said.
But I'm flowing with heaven's philosophy, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy. No longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being free from induced conformity. I'm waking up from the pseudo reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm part of that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors, dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walking dominion. That's why I win.
Yeah. This time, I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The passing people had me undermined, the Lord. My false prayers and with things they were told. It seemed I was no hope for my own restored. Restrict the face of how the enemy assaults. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally healed, to me your glory's revealed. The emptiness of spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
Yeah.
This time, I'm gonna live harder.
Oh.
This time, I'm gonna be even bolder.
Hey.
This time,
this time,
this time.
This time.
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing, willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing, willing to run on all the way.
Run all the way.
Pain by heartache, scorn by loved ones, I gotta make the honor. He'll get high. But that's alright. I got to run on. Valley's get low. I got to run on. Can't see my way. But I got to run on. Low get heavy.
More. We always win.
My God, my
Everybody said, we win. Everybody said,